The exhibition is called The Sunbeam, and it opened in Berlin on the 2nd of November and continues until the 1st of December. It's in a great gallery space called the Kungerheitsgalerie in fairly central Berlin, and a lovely white gallery space. And I chose to show 16 drawings, and the drawings are all the same size. They're all pencil on very rough watercolor paper, and each drawing is 28 by 38 centimeters. So they're not so big. They're sort of the size that you could put into your home.
And these pictures that you picked out, like, what was it about them that made you think these are worth displaying in this way, or these are worth making an art form out of?
The pictures that I selected to draw come from many places. Literally, I might be walking down the street and I'd see something, or I would see an image somewhere else and I think some part of it has stayed with me. For example, I went to the National Gallery in Dublin and sought out any picture that had an animal in it. So there's a number of still lives and they're pretty obvious. There's hares and rabbits hanging upside down and ducks, you know, with their wing impaled on a hook as they hang limp from the hook. Other paintings have animals painted in the background, so they're not the center of the attention. So I feel that I have liberated those animals. I have studied them and I have drawn them as individuals, which they are. So I'm bringing attention back to the individual animal. One of the drawings is of a rabbit from a still life, and he's part of a bigger scene. But I've selected the rabbit, and it's a very, very nice drawing. The problem is he's a bit limp looking. But I have drawn him with his eyes open because I would rather he is alive. And the title of that drawing is Wie lange noch, which is for how much longer. And each drawing has a very particular title which helps to explain it.
So the title of the rabbit one, For How Much Longer, it is drawing attention to how we have treated other creatures in this world. That very question asks that, and it asks us to think about, well, how have they been treated and what are the moral implications of that?
I think that we as a society have to be very careful of how we treat each other and other beings. Because if we allow our humanity to deteriorate and to engage in dreadful practices, it will only damage ourselves.
There have been spiritual leaders who have made those kind of links too. I mean, I think it was Gandhi who said you can judge a society by how they treat their animals. And there's a lot of people, Leonardo da Vinci and artists and great thinkers in the past who have said, should we show compassion and should we show more compassion to other beings? I mean, do you think that there is a spiritual message here?
Absolutely. I think that if you go to the writings of St. Francis, he clearly indicates that you really have to or should show compassion to other creatures. And it's not just for the sake of the animals, but it's for the sake of the humans as well. So there's a quote actually from the Canticle of the Creatures. Praise be you, O Lord, for our brother wind, and for air and cloud, calms and all weather, by whom you uphold life in all creatures. So there's St. Francis there, who is recognized as having a very special relationship with the world, with the environment, with God. It's recognized he was particularly special. And there he is referring to all creatures. He hasn't said all men or all people. He's referring to creatures. And we are creatures too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of mystic poets, you know, if you think of Gerard Manley Hopkins and Patrick Kavanagh and people like that who did draw on that idea. And as you mentioned, of course, St. Francis, like, who draw on that idea of a common unity amongst us all.
Yeah, there is a common unity. We all share the planet. We all have a certain lifetime. We all feel. And in fact, the title of my exhibition, The Sunbeam, refers to an actual sunbeam which shines down. It lights our way. It warms our bodies. And the same sunbeam affects other creatures in the same way. So the exhibition is a call for us to be more like a sunbeam in the way even we deal with each other. If we could be more like that to other beings, humanity will be much more successful.
I suppose there's the knock-on effect of if we can have compassion for the lowliest of creatures, then we can't but have compassion perhaps for each other.
Of course, it stands to reason.
And you had the MEP for the Party for Human Environment and Animal Protection. Maybe not many people even realise that there is an MEP and that there is such a party. So it's obviously there's an interest in this whole area.
There's a very big interest, and Martin Bushman was elected earlier this year. The Tierschutz Party is very popular. He's part of a larger group of people who are interested in protecting our environment. And in protecting our environment, we're protecting our future. And of course, we protect our future, we protect our children and grandchildren and everybody after that.
That's the irony of it, in a way, that a big part of what we need to do in order to protect our environment is to move away from the terrible treatment that we inflict on animals.
It's true. The abuse of innocence is a problem, and it only shames us all that we allow it to happen. And even at the level of going to the supermarket, and you know, maybe people are thinking, well, you know, I don't abuse animals, but by buying products that are animal based, you actually are abusing animals, and it's very easy to avoid it. In fact, it's liberating to avoid it. The freedom that you gain, the time that you gain, it's absolutely wonderful. And it's very uplifting. And like the sunbeam, it does brighten your day.
And what would you say to people, though, who would say, God put beings there for us to use? You know, they're there for our use.
Well, I don't really understand that. I understand what you're saying. I can't really answer that because I don't believe it's true. I think if anybody bothers to check, for example, the Bible, there are many examples of God providing food for us, which are not animals. And if we even look at the Last Supper, bread and wine, wine is from grapes, which is fruit. And fruit is willingly given by plants. Whereas to take a life is a sin.